Delighted to be joined by Niall Canavan, where we're taking a look back at the hurling year in terms of goals. We've selected 10 goals of the year, not, I suppose, in any great order, Niall, but certainly a lot of them have significance.
Yeah, they sure have significance, and they might not necessarily be the goals of the year per se, but they were significant in the various different teams that, say, won county championships. We've goals from St. Thomas's, Ballindurin, Mullia, of course, as well, and some goals that were scored for Galway, and one that was scored against Galway that lives long in the memory as well, unfortunately. But they were significant for a number of teams and how their year panned out throughout the year. And also, I'm sure our listeners will have their own views as to what the goals of the year were per se, particularly with their own clubs playing. And I'm sure they know that we didn't see every game either or see all the goals that went in, and I'm no doubt they'll have their opinions on that. But we've selected, I think it's actually 11 goals we've selected. I think there was one guy down with two in the ones that I've seen. I'm sure
people be 12 the way I'm looking at the list now, because there was two twos.
There actually is 12 goals in it. There is 12 goals in it, actually.
We were given the task of 10, but you're like Anthony Good Irish solution. We came with 12.
Additional time, Sean.
Additional time, is it, in a nutshell. Now, I don't know, do we start with goal 10 or do we start with goal 1? Maybe goal 10. We go to the county quarterfinal. Martin McManus for Loughrea against Clarenbridge. Big game this, Niall. Loughrea trying to get back to the county final after appearing there in 2022, coming up against their age-old rivals, Clarenbridge. And I think this goal was a lot about Jamie Ryan.
Yeah, Jamie Ryan had a superb year. And of course, we know he missed the county semi-final. And this goal was significant in the sense that I think he scored 11 points in the game. And Loughrea looked to be the better team for long stages in it. Went ahead in the first half, and I think Joshua Ryan got a goal for Clarenbridge to bring it to within a point.
Half-time,
I think it's only a point in it at half time then. And then there was tit for tat for a lot of the second half, but Jamie Ryan got a ball on the stand side of the field, went past his man, solo through, showed his pace, showed his vision as well. He picked out Martin McManus, and Martin McManus goal then to see Loughrea home. But it was more about Jamie Ryan, I think we picked this one, Sean, in the sense that he was brilliant in the four games that he played in the championship.
And his loss in the semi-final.
The significance of it, in the sense we saw his pace, his vision, and the loss he was then obviously to Loughrea in that semi-final against Turlochmore. But a really good goal.
Let's listen to that goal then now.
Garrus Lucknan goes short to Cameron Killeen. Cameron Killeen all on his own in the cornerback position, can solo out to the half back line, then gets it to Ian Hanran. Ian Hanran goes down to side the field into space in front of Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan taking on Oisin Salmon. Can afford to go to the ground and slip inside, and now Jamie Ryan has slipped and comes in along the end line. Jamie Ryan flicks the pass across. Martin McManus has to be a goal into the back of the net. Well taken, we have to say, by Martin McManus. But that goal was all about Jamie Ryan. Splendid ball by Hanran into space. Jamie Ryan's pace made the story and made the goal. Got away from Oisin Salmon with ease. Came in along the 20-metre line and a super pass across the goal to Martin McManus. They are the moments that define championships.
Yeah, fantastic goal. Like, it's funny, when Jamie even slipped, did he see it off the Clarenbridge defender and he got around him. Then he gathered with pace. Great ball across the square, and it was a fantastic goal by McManus. That should give the... You'd imagine the breathing space to Loughrea.
We go to goal number 9. We stay in the county championship. We stay, actually, ironically, Niall, is hard to believe, in the quarterfinals. Kevin Cooney, who has had a great year, both for Galway and his club, I think it was the third goal against Oranmore Mary. A game, let's be fair, that Sarsfields from the word go were well ahead, weren't they?
Yeah, they were the dominant side all through, and they scored 3 goals in the second half. I think Kevin scored 2-11 in that game, and he scored goals in every game he played in the county championship this year, which is a phenomenal achievement. But his second goal in the day, I think it came about 44 minutes in. John Cooney, his brother, took a sideline cut underneath the stand, and Kevin went up among two Oranmore Mary players, and he put up his hurl and took the ball down and seemed to flick it away with his hand, then take the ball into his hand, dodged around the goalkeeper, kicked it into the net. It was a beautiful piece of skill, and he kicked it in the net. Reminiscent, I think, of his father, Joe, many years ago, kicking goals in the net. But it was just the pure skill of it. He took down the delivery from John beautifully, created the space, hit a bit of a shimmy, and the ball went in the net. Great goal by Kevin Cooney.
And before we leave this, wasn't it great to see him kind of establishing himself with Galway this year? Because I think from those of us who've been watching him for a while, he always had this, I think Cyril Farrell's calls it, the X factor. But I think this is, you'd have to put 2023 down as his year of coming of age, really, wouldn't you? Particularly with Galway.
Big breakout year, in fairness to Kevin Cooney. Has been very good for Sarsfields over the past number of years, and He even came onto the team in 2015 when they won the county championship. Yeah. He was a minor at that stage. And if my memory serves me, he scored a couple of cracking points in Imperial Stadium in the replay against Crawhall that day in the county final. But from a Gawler perspective, really came of age this year. Took a bit of pressure off Conor Whelan as well, and Cathal Mannion and these guys in the attack, and Brian Concannon, and was another dangerous figure for Galway. And he's has blistering pace, and we just see how he'll go in 2024. And if he's as good as 2023, he'll have a good year.
Certainly will. Let's hear that goal then now.
John Cooney takes the sideline. It goes in there to Ardmore Marion, go up for the ball. It breaks into the path of Kevin Cooney. Is this another goal scoring opportunity? Kevin Cooney takes it down. It's a brilliant goal by Kevin Cooney. His touch was brilliant, but again it was terrible defensive play by Ardmore Marion. Two Ardmore Marion defenders, Cyril, went for the ball. They missed it. It broke through to Kevin Cooney. He took the ball down. He kicks it in the net. He's got 2-10.
His father often did the very same thing, Joe Senior, but like, it's a great goal. And now they're stretching ahead, like, and there's a good few of people starting to go.
At number 8, we've selected Aaron Nyland's goal in the All-Ireland Minor semi-final against Cork. And it was a day when James A. O'Connor, I know, was with you, Nyland. He talked about the skill level there. But the one thing that really, I have to say, from someone that's been watching it for a while, the real highlight for me, finally, this year was the Galway Minors, the Galway Under-20s, and the Galway Seniors getting a round robin in Leinster. In other words, the Galway teams getting 3 to 4 to 5 championship games guaranteed. It's an amazing, and I suppose in terms of future development, really gives an opportunity for Galway to drive on at those levels, doesn't it?
Yeah, games. It sure does. And I think Galway had 7 games at minor level this year, which was huge. I think they had 4 in under 20 level, even though obviously they weren't that successful,
well for them,
but
yeah.
They still had 4 games.
Yeah.
We selected Aaron Nyland's goal. We could have selected any goal really from the minors. It was more the significance of Galway getting into minor this year, into that minor championship this year, and getting
games. Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully they'll progress further. But Aaron Nyland is one of the standouts. He's had 2 amazing campaigns for Galway at minor level. Ultimately, Galway beaten in the All-Ireland minor final, but you know, hopefully we'll get a good number of players from that. But his goal in the All-Ireland semi-final, he took on his man, went past him, and from an acute angle buried it in the corner of the net. Now, I know Jason Rabbit got a superb goal that day.
That's
as well,
right.
And he got a superb goal in the All-Ireland final
they
as well.
They were two in threats, weren't they?
Two threats, and Harry Holmes is another guy.
I saw them recently involved with the Galway Under-20s, so their trajectory is on the way up, isn't it, the two players?
Yeah, it sure is, and Harry Holmes, another guy who was under 16 this year, he got goals in the All-Ireland semi-final and final as well. He's from Ballygar, but we selected Aaron's goal anyway. More of the significance of the fact that Galway got into the Leinster Championship this year, won the Leinster Championship, got into the All-Ireland semi-final, and he had a pivotal role to play in all their games this year.
Will it reach Dara Coonahan? It will. A beautiful puck out into the path of Dara Coonahan. And Dara Coonahan goes long in towards Nyland and Brian Callan. Aaron Nyland tries to take it down. Nyland tries to come inside. His man is under pressure there. Brian Callan is also in attendance for Galway. But Cork win possession. And Cork's Killian O'Callaghan loses. It's picked up by Aaron Nyland now. Nyland going through now for Galway. Nyland's made the space to go for goal into the back of the net. A second goal for Galway. And it's Aaron Nyland who puts it in the back of the net. And all of a sudden the game has changed completely. Galway's main men up front, Jason Nyland and Aaron Nyland, however, Jason Rabbit and Aaron Nyland have got 2 to score goals. An excellent goal by Nyland. There was only one thing on his mind, Jamesy, when he got it. He made the space to strike. 2 5-5 points.
I'm just shaking my head, Niall, because that sums it up. Nothing on his mind, only goal. And again, a lot to do. But look at his skill level and his efficiency in terms of how economical he is in terms of getting that strike away in space. And a class finish off the deck. Fionn Murphy again, no chance whatsoever in the Cork goal. And Galway now with a bit of daylight between themselves and Cork.
The next one is where you kind of took a little bit of poetic license. Mm-hmm. You were asked to pick one goal, but you picked 2. Aina Burke, St. Thomas's, you're picking the 2 goals, I suppose, for various reasons. The first one coming after 13 minutes was a real Aina Burke goal, wasn't it? A high ball in, himself and Dara Whelan isolated at the edge of the square. Manages so often to use the hurl to bring the ball to the deck. The Schlitter Nile at the edge of the square seemed to have gone away from him, but he hurled himself at it, but literally at a stretch got a connection on the Schlitter that arrowed it into the top of the net, just inside the post. It was a super goal, wasn't it, from the point of view of your calling on your wrists and your hands and your ability to make a connection to get that into the roof of the net.
It was a super goal, and we've obviously put the 2 goals in there from that county final. But the first one, there were 4 points to 1 up, and Damien Finnerty probably was going for a pint, and it dropped short. But as you mentioned, Sean, we've seen it down through the years that Aina Burke's ability to get up high and bring the ball down in front of him. And we've seen him, I think it was the semi-final the year before that against Sarsfield. He was brilliant at it.
Yeah.
And he makes space for himself so quickly. And instead of going up to catch the ball, he goes, puts the hurl up to its highest point and is able to bring the shitter down and get onto it and get scores. But this one, it was a goal, obviously. And it put St. Thomas's 1-4 to a point up at that stage. The way he took it down and the way he swiveled off his left-hand side and put it into the roof of the net was hugely important. It just shows the skill of the player and the value he is to St. Thomas's. He's been superb for many years, and again this year.
The second one, then, and we take them together, came on 30 minutes. I think this one came on I think it was 3 or 4 minutes into injury time. And it was the second goal that really copper fastened the county final for Thomas's, wasn't it? Even though Turtle came back and got a goal with the next attack, but this was the one.
This was the one, yeah, and it put them, I think, 5 points up, and essentially the six in a row was won at that stage.
And that's why we're including this goal of what the achievement was.
Exactly, and also the fact that there was three players involved in that goal from a St. Thomas's perspective. The first one was David Burke, who took the sideline cut. Was after coming back from his injury, and he took the sideline cut. And after the cruciate injury, it showed what a man he was to come back so quickly and to play such a prominent part. And he has been a prominent player, obviously, for Thomas's over many years. The ball went in long. It looked as if Dara Whelan had it, but Conor Cooney.
Yeah, how did he snap?
I don't know how he snapped it.
Dara Whelan seemed to have got it under control, and somehow Conor Cooney snapped the ball as it was coming up.
And again, he's the second player.
Yeah,
the captain for the six in a row. The guy who has been superb all year, has been superb for many years. And many people say maybe he didn't hit the heights, maybe in the county final, but he got an unbelievable score just prior to the goal.
Yeah,
and then snatches the ball out of Dara Whelan's hand and lays it inside into Aina Burke. And Aina Burke blasted in the net, and essentially that won the six in a row. So you had David Burke, a leader for Thomas's for many years, coming back, played a part in the goal. Conor Cooney, the team captain, the man who has driven them forward for many, many years, and Aina Burke, the man who always comes up with the scores. The three of them were involved in that goal and the final score in the six in a row.
Let's hear them two goals now.
Jared Kelly, the goalkeeper, he made two superb saves in the semi-final against Sarsfield Zeidan. He goes long with that ball, looking for Conor Cooney. Brilliantly taken by Conor Cooney there. He hand passes the ball back to Damien Finnerty. Damien Finnerty goes for a score from the standing position, from the middle of the field. It's going to launch in towards the goals. It's going to break towards Aina Burke. He pumps first time. It's into the back of the net. It's a goal for St. Thomas's. A goal for Aina Burke. It's 1-4 to 1 point. But it was Cyril Farrell. It was Conor Cooney who won the ball from the book out. Back to Damien Finnerty. Into Aina Burke. In the back of the net. 1-4 to a point.
High ball coming in, to be fair. The full back Ronan Burke blocked it down. Whelan blocked it down, but when the ball hit the deck, a little flick by Aina Burke, who has been having a fantastic season. Back of the net, it's a big, big score.
35 minutes have been played in the county senior hurling final. We have 1 minute to go in the county final. The ball goes long down the field. It's going to break into the path of Dara Whelan, but he's robbed by Conor Cooney. He's a man inside. This time in the county final for Aina Burke, into the back of the net. The six in a row is going to be won by the men of St. Thomas's. Aina Burke puts it in the net. 2-12 to 13 points. That's going to see St. Thomas's win the county final.
We changed tacks a little bit, Niall, now in terms of the intermediate championship, which was again another hugely competitive championship, particularly from the knockout stages on. I think maybe some of the group games were, you kind of knew who was coming through from an early stage, let's put it like that. But when Ballindurrion and Tina Abdinari clashed in Bandislaw, I think the background was Tina Abdinari had been kind of touted, hadn't they, from the start of the year. Matty Kenny came back, Liam Hodgins, you know, they put an A team together on both the pitch and off the field. But there was something about Ballindurrion, wasn't there? Like, we saw them once or twice, particularly in the semi-final. I know we were impressed with them, but Niall Cohen was a big player that came up with, I can remember, 3 big goals in knockout games alone. But this goal in that county final early on kind of settled Ballindurrion into it, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did settle Ballindurrion into the game. And you mentioned Ballindurrion, they were getting better as the year went on, Sean.
Yeah.
And in their group stages, they had a tough old group. And in fairness, the last game they drew with Tina Abdinari, down to 14 men after Kieran Ryan was sent off.
In Gort. A significant kind of result when you look back.
Serious result when you look back, because they had lost to Kinvara in their opening round. And then I saw them against Ballindurrion, or against Abinacmai, they were improving further. Then they beat Rahu Newcastle, and there was serious momentum about them. Beat Cylon in the semi-final. Went into the final, though, still as underdogs. And the first score of the final, in the first minute, David Mannion launches the ball down the field, and it's caught by Niall Cohen at the edge of the square, and he buries it in the net past Brendan Lynch. Just to say to Tina Abdinari, we're here now, and we want to win this game. And in the knockout stages, he scored goals, I think, in the quarterfinal, semi-final and final,
yes,
which were hugely significant. This one, at the start, obviously, of the county final, was massive in the sense that it gave Ballindurin a platform. And, you know, in fairness, they went on and won it well in the end.
And at least we forget, even though they were beaten by Turin in the Connacht final, which in itself is no slight, given that Turin were within an ace of getting back to their second All-Ireland final appearance in a row in the semi-final, lost to Castle Lions. But Niall Cohen was particularly impressive in that league, wasn't he, Niall, in that Connacht final?
He was exceptionally good. Got 5 points from play that day. Brilliant scores off his left-hand side. And we've seen him since he was young. I had the pleasure, I suppose, of coaching him at one stage, yeah, as well.
He was a county minor, wasn't he?
He was a county minor. When he was a sub in the county minor team. Mm. I had him with a Kelty Challenge team and county under 17 team as well. And he was always the man that would get goals,
yeah,
when they were required. And he has continued that with Ballindurin. And I know he comes from a real sporting family, the, yeah, Cones. And,
it wasn't from the wind he got.
No,
it.
He had a serious, serious year this year, in fairness to him. And fair play to him for getting the goal in the county final and playing exceptionally well in that Connacht final against Turin.
Well, let's bring back those good memories for Ballindurin now then with that goal.
The ball quickly moved away there by Gary McHugh. First puck out from Ballindurin is repulsed, but they're onto the break ball and a flick ball in around the house into the full forward line. Well caught in there by Niall Cohen. Niall Cohen bearing down a goal. A shot into the back of the net. Niall Cohen, I think, has hit a goal in his last 3 games now. He got a goal against Abbey Nachmai. He got a goal against Ceylon. And by word, was he direct there, sir? Took on the defence. It was a break ball that came back in, a kind of a ball that was passed into him, took it on the run, got away from his marker, and off the left, fine goal.
Yeah, you'd have to say he took it very well off the left. Like, no, like, give Brendan Lynch in the goals no chance at all. It's a great start for Ballindurin.
We reached goal number 5, coming from 10 to 5, I notice now after. And this one, we go to the inter-county scene again, Niall. It's the Leinster final. It's a player who came into the Leinster final, I think, being questioned by one Jackie Tyrrell of Kilkenny about his ability. But I think he made Jackie and quite a few other pundits sit down and take notice. I think he finished with 1-6 in that Leinster final. The goal came early, I think it was about 17, 18 minutes into the contest. But Conor Whelan, this was his year, wasn't it? And I have to say, and I'm on record of saying it, I don't know how he didn't get an All-Star in 2022, but thankfully he got one in 2023.
And fully deserved his second All-Star. Yeah, he was questioned by Jackie Tyrrell coming into this game that, really, how good was he?
Hmm.
And he has been brilliant for Galway down through the years. And in that Leinster final, he showed up and he scored a goal and 6 points. Some of his points he got, I can still see some of them, yeah, from the... Yeah. The Cusick stand side of the field.
He doesn't score simple.
No,
points,
he cut balls out of the air. He turned and swiveled, yeah, and put them left and right,
yeah,
and between the posts. And then he got a goal for Galway. I know, I think, had Walter Walsh already scored the goal for Kilkenny?
Yeah.
And we responded and we came up the field and the ball broke inside to him. He picked it beautifully, took on his man. And off his left hand side, he put a bit of a spin in it, Sean,
yeah,
and it got away from Moan Murphy and went in the net. But we could have picked a number of goals from Conor Whelan. I think he scored 6 or 7 goals in the championship. He scored a hat-trick of goals against Westmeath. He scored a goal against Tipperary as well.
Third highest score, yeah, in championship.
In championship hurling. And that goal manifested itself from maybe a lot of anger, in the sense that maybe what was said about him from, yeah, Jackie Tyrrell and questioned, but
it was out of line, wasn't
totally
it?
Out of line, yeah, because, yeah, he's been brilliant for Galway all year,
yeah,
and that 1-6 in that Leinster final was significant and a brilliant performance and a great goal.
And he's one player you wouldn't like to go to war without, and I think we, you know, with the way he's going, he looks like he's going to get better. Let's hear Whelan's goal then in the Leinster final.
Nobody seems to know where that ball is going, and Cathal Mannion goes back to retrieve it from a Galway position, and Kilkenny had left loads of space out there for a player to run into, but it was Cathal Mannion who ran into it from a Galway vantage point, and Cathal Mannion decides to go along with that one. Now Hugh Lawler and Brian Concannon will go up for possession. The ball is going to break into the path of Conor Whelan. He's bearing down on goal. Whelan with a shot into the back of the net. A goal for Conor Whelan and for Galway. Cathal Mannion's long range delivery broke off Brian Concannon and two Kilkenny men. It broke in sight to Conor Whelan. He buries it in the net. It's his 6th goal of the championship. The sides are level, 1-6 apiece.
Great goal. Conor read the break. He just took a chance with him behind the whole lot. Two Kilkenny men and one goalman, and broke behind for a chance and were caught. Great goal back in the game.